More than a month after it erupted, the row over speaking time is due to be discussed at a meeting of the Dáil Reform Committee this afternoon. As things stand, the opposition and the government remain on a collision course over the proposal to give speaking time to independent TDs who back the coalition. The opposition has warned that if the government presses ahead with its plans, they could withdraw cooperation on creating Oireachtas committees. Let's go now to Leinster House and our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, there have been quite a few twists and turns to this. What's the government proposing now?
The government is proposing that a way is essentially found for those regional independent TDs that are effectively led by Michael Lowry. They're the regional independent TDs that are not government ministers, where they would get an opportunity to ask questions in the Dáil, but they wouldn't be doing it alone. It would also include government backbenchers. It's a new speaking slot, essentially, that will be there on Wednesday and Thursday. Now, the opposition say that is something that they cannot tolerate because what it is doing in a fairly deft way, but a way that they don't believe is at all fair or justifiable, is suggesting that those regional independent TDs have a role akin to opposition TDs. They say those speaking slots are reserved for the opposition, and to do anything that would change all that is something they cannot let go and they cannot agree to. The government, on the other hand, talk about an evolving parliament, the fact that the rules are not set in stone and they have to take account of what is now a unique situation. Also saying that they're doing this for the sake of their own backbenchers.
What's due to happen today then?
Well, a few things are going to happen. At 3 o'clock, the opposition leaders and the opposition party whips are going to meet, probably to formalise their position once again, although we think it is pretty clear already and they've been fairly consistent in their views about what government is proposing. And then sometime just before 5 o'clock, the Dáil Reform Committee will meet. That has a government majority, and it's there that that government proposal is going to be debated. Now, the opposition seem to be suggesting that the only compromise really that they could agree to would be an arrangement that would put those regional independent TDs in the same place that the Green Party TDs were in the last government, that they could be afforded those type of speaking rights and those places on committees, but nothing more than that, fully within the government ranks. There seems to be a determination this time, though, from senior figures within government, voiced by the Taoiseach this morning and the Taoiseach also hinting at it in the Dáil chamber, that this needs to be resolved and that there will be a push to get it through. It's what the consequences would be if the government exercises majority on this one, though.
Yeah, is it clear what the opposition will do if the government persists and presses ahead with the new plan?
Two things have been pointed out. One is the fact that opposition could withdraw any pairing agreements that they'd have in place. That is a situation whereby if a minister is away on government business, that a member of the opposition TD, opposition would not vote in a pairing arrangement, essentially, to allow the government to function. If that were to go, it puts government numbers in greater jeopardy because everyone would have to be in the chamber at all the key moments for those key votes. The other thing, which could have a big impact too, something that Sinn Féin has suggested, is that it mightn't participate in the establishment of Oireachtas committees. If you don't have Oireachtas committees, then essentially the Dáil can't do its primary function, which is to pass legislation, because they are a key part of the passage of legislation, as well as holding government ministers, government departments and state agencies to account.
Stay with us, Micheál, because as chance would have it, the Sinn Féin TD Piers Doherty has been asking the Taoiseach this lunchtime about issues he had raised concerning Michael Lowry and the Moriarty Tribunal. Let's give a listen.
Taoiseach, it's now over 4 weeks since I put to you serious claims about Michael Lowry's evidence to the Moriarty Tribunal. And so much for his huffing and puffing about coming before the Dáil and making a statement, we haven't heard a peep from him since. But he's one of yours, Taoiseach. He's a government-supporting TD and one that you're going to great lengths to accommodate. So can I ask you, Taoiseach, did you ask him if he had 57 meetings in relation to the Doncaster deal, including here in Leinster House and in Doncaster Football Club, a deal that he swore to the tribunal that he had no involvement in? Did you ask him if he went to a rural farm in August 2002, as claimed by one of those present, to burn original documents pertaining to the deals that were at the heart of the Moriarty Tribunal investigations? And Taoiseach, has he explained to you how his accountant made two separate payments that originated in Gibraltar to the person who was arranging the Doncaster deal, payments that were never disclosed to the tribunal? Taoiseach, I'm going to continue to ask these questions and others until we have answers. He is one of yours. He's a government-supporting TD. Have you asked him even these questions in the last 4 weeks?
Thank you, Deputy Taoiseach. Before you respond, we're stopping the clock while I address the issue. In relation to this issue, just to clarify for you, Deputy, that Deputy Lowry has written to me. He has asked to make a statement, and I have requested further information, just so as you know that that's where it's at. I haven't received that information yet. We can start the clock again. Thank you, Taoiseach. Deputies, Taoiseach to respond.
First of all, I understand what Deputy Doherty is at here. Deputy Michael Lowry is an independent TD. It's not one of ours. And Deputy...
We're going to move on.
No, but I'll say one thing. I'll just say one thing. You need to reflect. You need to reflect. And whilst a funeral happened this week, and I've great time for the victims and the wife and those who've lost a loved one, the truth is, though, that your party called somebody a patriot who murdered five innocent people in a bar and injured 16 more and was involved in Derrida Woods in the murder of a trainee Gardaí and a member of the Defence Forces. And
thank you.
No matter what Michael Lowry did.
Thank you, Taoiseach.
It pales into insignificance.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Your time is up, Deputy Alan Kelly.
Of your movement.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin talking there about the late Bic MacFarlane. Earlier we heard from Pierce Doherty of Sinn Féin, and we also, of course, heard from the Ceann Comhairle, Verona Murphy. Micheál, I suppose another illustration there of the tension between the government and opposition at the moment on a range of issues.
Yeah, this was an ill-tempered exchange, and that has really continued over the last while. Verona Murphy telling the Taoiseach that he was behaving like a child at one point, which he took exception to, and also saying that the general feeling within the chamber was akin to a playground. But I suppose on the specifics of that, Verona Murphy confirming that Michael Lowry does want to make a Dáil statement about those allegations that Pierce Doherty has made, but that she is seeking more information from him before she agrees to that. I suppose, too, you can see that tension that exists between opposition and within government itself, too, with Micheál Martin saying that Michael Lowry is an independent TD and not one of ours, are his words. That is essentially what is at the heart of all of this row. Where do the independents sit when it comes to the Dáil? Are they a key part of government, or are they, as they claim, still part of the opposition?
Micheál, thank you very much for that. Let's stay with political matters, because the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has said he has concerns about the Irish government holding a parallel public inquiry into the 1998 Omagh bombing. The Minister's comments come after the DUP's leader Gavin Robinson said he fears that relatives of those killed in the attack may not get to the truth of what happened unless the Dublin government establishes a parallel legal process. Lawyers representing a number of the families say they're worried that the UK inquiry can't compel potentially vital witnesses from the Republic to appear. They believe former members of the Defence Forces, Military Intelligence and Gardaí, who were monitoring the activities of dissident Republicans at the time of the atrocity, could have vital information. Speaking this lunchtime, Minister O'Callaghan said the government here had pledged their cooperation to the current process.
What happened in Omagh was horrific. The inquiry is ongoing at present. My department is cooperating with the Omagh inquiry. We're finalising a memorandum of understanding in respect of ensuring that any relevant evidence that we have in the south is provided to the inquiry. I have concerns about establishing a separate inquiry down here. There's one inquiry which is being conducted at present. The Irish government is going to cooperate with it. We are cooperating with it. And I think that's where all our focus should be.
Jim O'Callaghan speaking to reporters a short time ago. Lots more still to come on the news at one, but first we're going to take a quick break.